difficulties, they have to face some difficulties and problems, because in a family, if you have some guests, some good relationship, naturally, toilets pose the main problem. Apart from that, there are those servants, while in many Eastern countries, to the middle class, servants are available to do the washing, etc., after the food, if not for the cooking at least. So there are so many problems attached to this way of life. And keeping them in view, their hospitality becomes, achieves a greater status, and we must be, in proportion to that, be more thankful to them. Although in Islam, the traditional concept of a guest is for 3 days. At the sunrise, sunset of the third day, or let's extend it to the sunrise of the fourth day, the normal traditional responsibility of hospitality ends. But in the case of London Jamaat, it is extended to sometime 2 weeks, because people who come from Pakistan or some foreign other foreign countries, they think that their money they have spent on fares is not well paid, not paid back if they return after a few days. So naturally, because of that and because of their desire to see England, they have to extend their visit, with the result that sometimes 3 days get extended to 3 weeks, and still the local people cope with that, and sometimes weeks get extended into months, and instead of the sunrise of the fourth day, new moon of the fourth month still finds the guests well entrenched in their houses. And yet, as I've told you, and I feel, they show immense patience with them, and they show immense kindness, and suffer a lot at their hands, yet don't utter a word of complaint. But it should be kept in mind by those who visit here that Islamic concept of good conduct is not a one-way traffic. Both the parties have their responsibilities, and they must see to it that they fulfill the responsibilities which fall to their lot. So the guests also have responsibilities. They must see to it that they are properly fulfilled. They must not be a burden. They must not trespass upon the hospitality of a kind gentleman. And if they do forget this, they will create many problems for the future of the Jamaat as such. Because this organization or this tradition of Ahmadis visiting other places for the sake of Allah is not a short-lived affair. It's not a transient phase. It is to be with us forever and forever. So we must not injure this best tradition of hospitality by taking undue advantages of people's kindness. That must be kept in mind. But I have other things to say and remind those who come here. It has been reported, particularly about 3 months ago, just by chance it was reported to me by someone who had visited London, that although the majority of those who are hospitable, who offer sacrifices, who are forward in the community, they are a silent group. They don't give voice to their complaints. Yet there is a minor local community in London which gives voice to their complaints with a greater vengeance. And they start talking about such misbehaviors of visitors and so on and so forth, which brings shame to the countries of their origin. So this is why I have taken up this matter. Although apparently it pertains only to London, but it's addressing you. In fact, I'm indirectly addressing the whole community, because as I've told you, though apparently a short-lived problem, it's not a short-lived problem. it is going to injure the cause of Ahmadiyyat in the long run if we do not pay attention to these small things. But more than that, it has also been brought to my notice that some people borrow money with promises of returning the money shortly after their return, but their shortness gets extended like their visit here. Instead of a few days or weeks, it gets extended into months and years sometimes. Now this is a shame. This is what I call enormity. This must not be tolerated. This is paying them back in a very bad crime, to say the least. So I warn all the visitors to behave correctly. If they cannot give them any reward, and no reward is expected by their host, at least they should behave like human beings. They should behave like gentlemen. Much more so, they should behave like Muslims, like the followers of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him. This is what I expect of them, not to fall below the human level. That is a shame. And this is what I call falling below the human level, to draw the best benefit of somebody's hospitality and then asking him for some money because he's short of money, this skin problem and this and that, and carry food and so on and so forth, and then forgetting about it, not to pay it. It becomes a very great crime if such a thing is done by somebody who is related to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam. And it particularly hurts me to think that anyone related to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam comes and behaves in this manner, because then the reflections do not end there, they go beyond. And the name of my beloved Imam Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam is also taken in such behavior, although not meaningfully to attack him, but through reflection, of course, his name is injured. And that is what hurts me most. So particularly I warn those belonging to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam's family to behave properly, to not only to behave properly with equity and justice, but also realize their status. The flow of beneficence is expected to be from their direction to others' direction, not the vice versa. This is where their honor lies. This is what is expected of them if they are related truly to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam with a double bondage. But if they don't pay heed to it, they will be answerable to Allah. And I inform you, all of you, not to extend any out of kindness, not to grant to their demand from now on except by the permission of your Amir. I'm doing it because I know that in the past some misbehavior has brought bad name to the family and to the late Hazrat Khalifa Abdul Masih Saleh. And such incidents so deeply hurt me because they hurt the name of Masih Maud alayhi salam that I simply cannot tolerate it. So I bind you not to give any loan to any bumper, particularly belonging to Masih Maud alayhi salam, his family, without prior permission of the Imam Sheikh Mubarak al-Masayyad. If he deems it necessary, he would consult me. Otherwise, it will be his responsibility. He will be answerable before me if any mishap then follows. You perhaps think that it is a small affair. It is not a small affair. It's a very big affair. And the resultant effects are widespread, and they are talked about, and they injure not only the name of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam unduly, but it injures the standard of devoutness of each Ahmadi who comes across such things. They are spread abroad, they are given free publicity, though quietly, in hushed tones maybe somewhere, in louder tones somewhere else. But such things are made subject of discussion, I know that. And as a whole, it brings down the standard of the community, and its devotion and its readiness for sacrifices. So how can I call it a small thing? It's a very big thing. If Shastra concerns me about such deeds, because they happen, you know, it's not inhuman or immoral or un-Islamic to be in need of some money temporarily. It can happen. Ahadur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had to borrow money. But what is obnoxious is not to pay back in time while you can. You remain sticking to your own standard of life and forget about your responsibility to others. Why should somebody earn for you? Why should he put in hard labor for your sake? It's not an easy life there, I know. They have to earn money through blood and toil and sweat, and somebody else comes and softly asks you for a small amount or a big amount and disappears with it. That is shocking. That is what I call inhuman behavior. So it must not happen. If after this warning somebody is defrauded or somebody is deprived of his rightful earning, then it is his responsibility. Then he loses the right to discuss such a thing in public, because I have given him warning. And secondly, if after consulting me, Sheikh Sahib permits someone to offer a loan to any visitor, then it will be my personal responsibility. I assure you, I'll pay it back if somebody doesn't keep his promise. So that is fair enough deal, quite straightforward and honest. So you behave like straightforward, honest people, and inshallah ta'ala, nothing will go wrong with you or with the community's affairs in the long run. That is highly important. These small things are not small. This is what is, in fact, most important in the making of a community. Clean, neat dealing, simple, easy life, a reliable word. These are the features which make a community or unmake them if ignored. And I hope that by paying attention to these small things, inshallah ta'ala, you will gain a status where you will be fit for taking the next jump towards the higher steps to which we are ultimately going, inshallah ta'ala. That gives you health. That gives you readiness. A clean society, a normal life, way of life, a simple way of life, where truth is honored, where words are honored, where one knows that I am being cared for by others, not that I'll be deprived of my rightful learning. So these things give confidence and more impetus to the people to take a higher jump to in the future. So this is why I'm paying more attention to these things, because I know for the creation of health, this is highly important. If you are suffering from a headache, it's a small thing, not a disease which would kill you more often. I mean, very rarely one gets killed by a headache, but then it is a sign of some deeper disease. I'm talking of normal headache. But a small headache can ill-dispose some person in a manner that all the pleasures of his life are taken away from him. He can't enjoy his food, he can't enjoy his company, he can't enjoy to anything which ordinarily he would enjoy so much. So this is what is ill health is. It takes the desire from you to go forward and lead a normal life. So if communities suffer from ill health, however small the disease be, these diseases must be cured, because ultimately such diseased people cannot travel towards their goal with as robust and healthy a step as they should normally. May Allah bless you all. May Allah remind those who are coming here to fulfill their responsibilities, and may Allah give them strength to fulfill their responsibility. It is far better to lead a life of simplicity, being deprived of such pleasures of shopping and luxurious things as is available to many others. Much easier much better, and in the long run, a much happier course to follow than that of buying things at other expense, enjoying life at other expense, and leave a cursed name behind. You leave good memories behind. Leave such memories as people should remember you with love and tenderness in their prayers. They should like you to repeat their visit. Not that they should wish to Allah that they had never come again. Not that they should pray that I may not encounter such a person again. And also, a name, if it is defiled, related to Nabi Muhammad, that is impossible for me to bear. This must not happen. So please help me in doing this. Your love of Nabi Muhammad demands this discipline. You help the relatives of Nabi Muhammad behave like they should. Not through discourtesy, but through firmness and discipline and correct behavior and correct word of admonishing. This is how you express the best, the love you cherish towards Hazrat Masih Maud al Islam, not the other way around. So may Allah help us discharge our duty, and may Allah reward you, all the Ahmadis of London, who undergo such hardships for the sake of interest only because they are brothers in Islam, they are followers of Masih Maud al Islam, and out of your love for Ahmadiyyat, you are undergoing all this trouble. May Allah bless you and may Allah reward you. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah alladhi nahmadu, alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر